The people are rising up. On screen now, you see Labor Day protests that took place in Washington, D.C. this weekend, where over 30 unions showed up to protest this administration. You know, since it's Labor Day, I want to not only thank the workers across every single industry, every single occupation, we'll talk about that, but I also want to dig into how the current administration has been treating workers. Do you guys remember when the President of the United States posted this multiple months ago on Juneteenth? He said, "Too many non-working holidays in America. It is costing our country billions of dollars to keep all of these businesses closed. The workers don't want it either. Soon, we'll end up having a holiday for every once working day of the year." This is how Donald Trump feels about the workers. Now, of course, he conveniently posted this on a holiday that honors Black history to signal to his fan base. But at the same time, what Donald Trump is saying here is he has a complete lack of respect for workers. We can guess that from his stiffing of contractors, his mistreatment of subcontractors, and everybody who has worked under him at one point. But I want to walk you through some of the policies this administration has imposed. And I also want to I want to check in on some of our billionaire buddies, because keep in mind, this is titled The Workers Over Billionaires Protests. It's an amazing show of resilience from the workers in this country, from everybody in this country who has taken a beating over the past few decades, but especially over the past 7 months, as Trump has intentionally reallocated funds from the most vulnerable populations, from the working class, from the middle class and lower class, to the richest of the rich. We will get there, but can I just start off, if you'll indulge me for 1 second, talking about Elon Musk. What has Elon Musk been up to? Because again, it's called the Workers Over Billionaires Protests. At this protest, some of the protests and rallies will target particular corporate actors, quote, that are really helping drive the authoritarian agenda. That includes people and companies that have donated to Trump's political action committees, those who worked for Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, or who have financially benefited from moves by the Trump administration. Quote, "We know that a lot of these folks who are actually helping drive the agenda are actually not accustomed to being the subject of big protests." Body is speaking at a Chicago event. Shout out Chicago. Maybe I'll be there. Here's the reality. Protests are breaking out all across the country on Labor Day, if you check this map, not only against the Trump administration, but against all of the actors who have been within it. Elon Musk, the Doge teenagers, the billionaires like Peter Thiel who have donated relentlessly, and there are protests, over 1,000 in all 50 states. We're going to talk about that in 1 second, but this Elon Musk thing is crazy. I decided to check in on some of our billionaire friends, you know, since it's the Workers Against Billionaire Day, Labor Day. And Elon Musk is boosting straight-up Nazis. Evan on Twitter says, "Elon is boosting Nazis again. You can tell how BS all his arguments are by the fact that the Nazi edited out the year of the article." So they post an article from years ago. It says, "Iranian man who raped lodger in London." It's just an awful story. And Elon Musk says, "Suicidal empathy." Which means it's just a form of saying that you shouldn't be empathetic or inclusive towards other races or minorities, because he thinks they end up, it ends up backfiring. In this one, Elon Musk reposted an extremely racist account. The account says, "Thousands of locals marched into Osaka yesterday demanding an end to immigration. Elon Musk decided to repost this and boost it, as 5.5 million views. This same account right here posts insane race realist, sorry to even put this on your screen, I don't even know if I want to keep scrolling, it's just insanely, insanely racist stuff. This may be true, believe what you see, not what you're told." What about this one? Someone said, "If I'm being perfectly honest, I think I'm beginning to lose the will to be tolerant." And Elon says, "If tolerance means the end of Western civilization, then we cannot be tolerant." This is what I was trying to explain just 1 minute ago. Elon thinks that if we're tolerant of immigration or of diversity, then that will be the end of Western civilization. That's genuinely what he believes. So that's the rabbit hole that I went on. I was reading this article about how Elon Musk will be protested against all across the country. And I was like, what has Elon Musk been up to? So I search his name on Twitter, and Lord have mercy. I go on these platforms so you all don't have to. We check Truth Social so you all don't have to. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe. Now let's dig into these protests. Anti-Trump administration protesters will take to the streets again on Monday in worker and wealth focused rallies, which is much, much needed. You want to know Trump's Labor Day gift to America? Slashing minimum wage protections for millions, including disabled workers, caregivers, and federal contractors. Quote unquote, workers first now means the first to lose pay, rights, and dignity. This is the regime, and history won't forget it. This article reads, the Trump administration is quietly gutting minimum wage protections for millions of workers. That's the bait and switch that takes place with the no tax on tips. Number one, no tax on tips expires right after the 2028 election. So people think they're going to feel the benefits, but it's short term. At the same time, what kicks in are long-term tax cuts and the slashing of minimum wage protection. So think about this. It's like a short-term waiving of $10 while billionaires really get the thousands, like the huge stack of cash behind the scenes. To continue, reminder that this Labor Day weekend, sex offender Ghislaine Maxwell is in a country club in Texas, probably getting ready to play pickleball after her morning latte. All because she lied. Governor Gavin Newsom piled on the Labor Day memes and said, with his takeover of U.S. companies like Intel, this Labor Day, America is praising Chairman Trump, our nation's leading socialist. A lot of people wish. Then these protests wouldn't be breaking out. This reads, the protests are being organized by the AFL-CIO and groups including Bargaining for the Common Good, the National Education Association, Indivisible, shout out to Move On, the Working Families Party, 50501. What they're saying, this isn't just about policy. It's about building meaningful working power, worker power, to fight back and build a movement rooted in real life, led by real people, organizers said. From warehouses to kitchens, from schools to streets, we are saying it out loud. I just want to say, personally, from Mockler Media, a huge thank you to everybody who supports our videos and allows us to employ a bunch of brilliant people. I've been able to form a team of heavy hitters, a lead policy advisor, Micah. We have contributor, Chris, editor, Victor. We have Hayden, the channel manager. We have a lawyer. We have all these people. And I just want to say thank you to you all. Also, thank you to the workers, not only in America, but across the globe. Not only people who are in unions, but every worker across every industry. Thank you for keeping the American economy going. Especially when it's built a lot of wealth inequality into it. And when, you know, the government treats workers like shit. Chicago Labor Day marches also target Trump and federal threats to workers. Chicago is revolting at a time when Trump has been threatening Chicago over and over and over. Who knows how he'll respond to the protest today? We'll keep this in mind. I'll continue to cover it relentlessly. Subscribe to the Adam Mockler channel below to stay updated. Love you all and peace out.